Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, and distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Energy, Utilities, and Technology. I'm Jackie Bogle from Monhegan, and I oppose LD 1262. I've been a year-round resident on Monhegan since 1977, and for many reasons, I believe this bill is misguided and inappropriate. Most of those reasons have been covered by people who have testified before me, so I'd just like to talk about something that hasn't been talked about yet, but that has been part of the discussion about this bill. I'm not an expert, but I love birding, and I'm part of a group of people that enjoy that aspect of Monhegan, excuse me. So I'd like to talk about the claim that moving the test site to an alternate location near Boone Island or Dammers Cove Island would have less impact on migrating birds. They have birds there, too. All the islands off the coast are in the Atlantic Flyway and share a similar circumstance of migrating birds being blown out to sea and dropping down onto the islands to rest. Monhegan is not unique in this. But what Monhegan does have that Boone Island or Dammers Cove does not is people. This is a good thing. We're fortunate to have many concerned people who care deeply about the environment and our avian wildlife, and a population of birders that come to Monhegan every spring and fall to follow the migration and be passionate advocates for the birds. It would be highly beneficial to have these scientists, researchers, naturalists, and ornithologists involved in monitoring, advising, and contributing their expertise to the quest for renewable energy development with the least possible negative effect on wildlife. Very little is known about offshore wind development and how it intersects with bird patterns, and this project could be an important study in the quest for responsible, cleaner energy. Radar and acoustic monitoring to gather data, adaptive lighting design, turning off turbine blades when radar shows large flights of birds coming over, these are all ways this project could contribute to best practices and important knowledge for offshore wind energy. The University of Maine test site is designated for evaluating the success and challenges of offshore wind power. Ecologists and bird experts should be closely involved, and the UMaine researchers should incorporate their work in every phase of this project. There are wind turbines all over the world, and we need to determine and apply the best ways to develop this technology responsibly. We could be leaders in this important work.
10 seconds, Ms. Vogel.
I see this as a chance to be part of conservation and responsible stewardship of the Earth and its wildlife. And for that reason, among others, I ask you to oppose LD 1262. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. I have a quick question. Are you a member of the Audubon Society by any chance?
Or, yes.
And you are. They're not present. They're not on my list to testify. Do you know of their position on this bill by
I
any chance?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Woodson.
Do you have any knowledge of the things you've said about stopping the windmill when there's a flight of birds coming? I mean, is this possible? Is this something you...
I have read... articles written by bird experts, of which I am very much not one, that have mentioned all of those things and cited peer studies that I'm afraid I'm not able to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Seeing no other questions, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we are going now to switch back to supporters. It'll be Andrew Fenneman from Bristol, Julie Eaton from MLU, and Kim Irvin Tucker from IMLU.